And with the regular season and conference tournament in the bag, it's now all on the table. He's the head coach. Follow along on Twitter. Please use the handle at GoDucksKG. Coach Graves, how are you doing today?
Steve, I'm doing great, big fella. It's a great time to be a Duck basketball fan. Both teams, man. I got to first give a shout-out to Dana and his crew, man. What an awesome run down there.
Yeah, you know, obviously you knew this day was coming all week. You were going to be excited. Yep. You were going to find out where you were going. But I would imagine after the men's run in Vegas this past weekend, the athletic department must have been buzzing like a hive today.
Oh, yeah, no question about it. No question. And you know what? They're going to win some games. They're a dangerous team. I like their bracket. And, you know, I think that's it. The way they're defending right now and the confidence they're playing with. I mean, watch out for those Ducks on both ends.
I agree. You know, you've had a terrific run here and all the success at Gonzaga. You know, with Courtney Vandersloot, you made the Elite Eight. But I don't know. I was talking with some people who don't realize that, you know, you got the St. Mary's job in 97, and your second year, I think it was, you took the Gales to their first ever NCAA tournament. What do you remember about that and how special that is for, like, you and your staff and a program like that?
Well, it was the same kind of situation. It was a rebuild right from the start. I was blessed to have two great seniors, J.R. Payne, who's now the head coach at Colorado, and Tracy Van Morris, now Sanders, is the head coach at Southern Utah University. They were on the team, so I had some real competitive kids, and that was a kind of a special run. We didn't win the conference, but we won the tournament, and last second shot, and it was pretty cool. You know, then they went the year after I left there, and they haven't been back since. So it was it's always fun to be the first. And when we were at Gonzaga, we had gone to their first ever as well. So and now we're taking it to new heights here.
Yeah, you check a lot of boxes there, Coach. let's get to the medical front. We know there's been a lot of downtime. You don't play until Friday. How would you evaluate the health of Ruthie Hebert and her knee?
Well, she's not going to be 100% for the rest of the year. That's out of the question. She has an injury that, you know, if she plays, it's not going to get worse. But to get completely healthy, she's got to take a month off. And, you know, unfortunately, that's not in the cards right now. We need her. But 80% or 75 or 90, whatever she might be, is pretty good. We'll take it, you know. And but mentally, all our kids are really healthy. We met up yesterday for practice for the first time, so we gave them the entire week off for two things. Number one, to get mentally and physically healthy. Healthier. And then number two, you know, it's finals week this week, so it gave them a chance to really, you know, buckle down and study. So I think that was a good break to have off. But I've only seen Ruthie today, and she sure looked good. She still got that big old smile, Steve.
It's a million-dollar smile.
That she's known for, yep.
You know, when we talked last week, I got a sense that it was kind of iffy about Taylor Chavez. Would she go for either game? And that was before the tournament. So her foot, how's that coming along? Has she made progress? Are we still playing it by ear or playing it by foot?
Yeah. Well played there. Still playing it by ear, and we'll see. She's getting better. I know she had more x-rays, and it is healing and improving. Where she's at for this weekend, I don't know. But the longer we can play, the better chance we have of getting her back. And whenever she does come back, it's just going to give us a huge boost, you know, just a mental boost, you know, to have her back.
We're talking with Coach Graves. You know, a friend asked me about getting your team ready after all this downtime, kind of a restart button, if you will. And I'm thinking, well, it's the women's game. They know it's coming. You've got great leadership. You're playing at home. Safe to say, of all the things you can get concerned about between now and then, your team being ready, probably not one of them.
No. These guys are ready. There's no question about it. They were really excited in practice. And They're looking forward to this new season, and we know what we're capable of doing, Steve. And I look at last year, just look at last year's national finalists, right? Notre Dame and Mississippi State, they both lost in their conference championship games. So it really doesn't matter, you know, that we didn't win in Vegas. Three games in 3 days was difficult for, you know, the health and the state of where we were. You know, Maite was ill all week, and I had to play her 85 minutes in the last two games. But I think they're ready, and they're hungry, and we're certainly a capable team. So I'm excited to see these guys. I know they're ready to get back out on the court.
You know, when you have a group like this, obviously with Sabrina and Ruthie and Maite and Satu and Adi, who all played such a big role last year, Aaron Boley played for a strong Notre Dame team. It was 2 years ago. But from your chair, how exciting is it for like Giomi when Jaeger's in there, Chavez, who have not been down this road, and you get to see them experience this for the first time?
Oh, really excited for them, no question about it. And they've given us a big lift. I think those kids are playing really well. And, you know, Adi Gildon, it seems like she brings her best basketball during the NCAA tournament. So that's somebody you can really count on as well. I think anytime you want to go deep in the NCAA, there's always that one player. You know what Sabrina and you know what Ruthie and those kids are going to do, but there's always that X factor. And we've had that in past years. Maite's had some big games. Mallory McGuire last year stepped up and had a couple pretty good games.
Yep.
And then we already talked about Adi. So we're going to need Lydia and Morgan and those kids to you know, win us a game, so to speak. At some point, come in and give us a huge lift and make a game-winning play.
By the way, how about what you put up with today? So you're ready. You've got the invitations out, and all of a sudden, some intern goes and throws it up on ESPNU. What was the mood among you and your staff and your players?
Well, you know, it's kind of funny. I went home. I had to feed the dogs. You know, my wife's been out of town, so I went home after practice to feed the dogs. And my son, who's, you know, a basketball junkie, calls me and says, "Dad, you're never going to believe it. You know, you guys' bracket's been posted." And I go, "No way. This was, like, really early in the whole process." So then I started making phone calls and checking Twitter, and sure enough, and it just, come on, that's not supposed to happen, you guys. Let's figure this out. You know, this is not for us. We knew we were in, not a big deal. We pretty much knew we were going to be the 2 seed and on. But there are teams with kids are making their first and perhaps only NCAA tournament appearance, and there's something magical about watching the program, seeing your name come up, and you get to cheer. You know, and it's a great moment, one that you remember forever, really. And that was taken away today by, you know, a couple knuckleheads or whoever, you know, did that.
Somebody,
you know,
who's going to be
so
collecting
in the grand
unemployment.
It's probably not huge, but still, could you imagine if that happened on the men's side?
Oh, my God. The world
would stop.
Bloody
murder. I mean,
there would, and a federal investigation.
Sure.
So now that we know you're here, you're the 2, you play Portland State, you know who's going to be next, either the Hoosiers or the Longhorns. What do you think about your draw?
Well, all we know is we're guaranteed that one game, buddy, Friday night at 6. That's it. We know we're playing Portland State. Beyond that, we're not guaranteed anything, and I know Portland State's good. They're 25-7. They were 11-1 non-conference and then had a really good league season, obviously won their tournament. So they're big. They start 6'4 and 6'4 inside, and they have a Pac-12 kickback in Ashley Bolston. So they're a good team. I mean, this is a good group. Coach Kennedy's done a heck of a job, and he's been there 4 years. He's rebuilt that thing. You know, beyond that, listen, I don't know a whole lot about Texas or Indiana. I haven't turned any attention toward them because, you know, all of our attention obviously needs to be at Portland State. But, you know, you do prepare in advance what you can just in case. But I want our kids to be hungry and come out with some swag on Friday night and compete. And, you know, if you look down, the fact we're in Portland, Steve, I mean, come on, how cool is that? Now, we got to earn it, but we're there. If, you know, at a semi-home arena. So, it's just it's a great time right now to be a Duck. I just want our team to be hungry, prepared, and go out and execute and play the way we're capable.
Yeah, and of course, one of the things I don't have to tell you, some of your best teams, whether it's been UConn, you're going back to Coach Summit, Muffet McGraw and Notre Dame, man, having those first two games at home with the support you have, I mean, I would imagine this is something that is never, ever going to get old.
No. And, you know, I was telling somebody, I think it was on the Pac-12 Network today when I was talking to him, I said, you know, we've earned this number two seed. You know, we've earned it. And earn up, you know, the right to host. But so have our fans. You know, they've been so good. They've earned this as well, and I'm happy for them. I'm happy that we can, you know, give them what is hopefully two more games. We'll see. But I think that's pretty neat. And I know our kids are going to be jazzed. And this city's really embraced. This community has really embraced our team. So I got a feeling it's going to be just as raucous as it normally is.
No, and of course, it's cool that you don't get some wacky early start time or too late. 6 o'clock seems like a nice, perfect fit to get 12,000 out there. So this
Absolutely.
Is pretty cool
and
stuff.
And the men play in the afternoon, right? Same day?
So yep, 1:30. So no conflict. Yeah. It's going to be a perfect time. I mean, Coach, look forward to being there Friday. It's been great talking to you all year, and let's hope we have a few more conversations left in us. So best
that
of luck
would be
this
real
weekend.
Nice. Yes, thank you, Steve. I appreciate it, buddy.
All right, you have a good one.